As far as I know, really, really no harvest activity has been going on. That, you know, the wheat harvest is pretty much wrapped up. And we don't have a lot of winter wheat planting up here in our area, so it's pretty quiet. Really just waiting for the moisture to go away. And that's going to be a challenge as we're expecting another system coming through on Friday, bringing in about an inch or so or more to the area. So it's going to be a real challenge this harvest season, overcoming the really wet conditions that we just can't seem to get away from. You know, our average frost is at the end of September, early October. So that would be coming up pretty soon. We're not expecting an early frost this year. Looks like we're going to stay warmer than average for a while. But yeah, I would, you know, some of the earlier corn typically would start to get harvested around this time of year, given an average year. But obviously this year is not average, and there's a lot of variability all across the area. You know, some people got in earlier in April or May, and, you know, some people didn't get in until June, and then the cool and wet conditions all season long have really been a challenge. Given how much water I see out there now, I mean, I think that's going to be our biggest challenge getting through the fall season. And it's not just dealing with the wet grain that needs to be harvested, but also just wet field conditions, just getting equipment out and about on the gravel roads and on fields. And looking really long term, you know, we've seen a lot of wet falls lately, you know, 2009, 2010. Were wet falls, and that kind of sets us up for some spring flooding potential. And that's kind of what I'm looking towards, you know, right now as we get closer to October. It's really hard to get that water moving through the system, especially how wet it's been way down south.